Hello, hello. Welcome back to Teach Languages Online, the podcast giving you the best advice for your online language teaching business. My name is Lindsay of Lindsay Does Languages, and I am your host for this show and for this episode. And in this episode, we're going to be talking about asynchronous online language teaching. What does it mean? What are the benefits? Does it work? How can we do it? We're going to get into all of it. So, here we go. But first, I have to mention that starting in September 2023, in the autumn, we're going to have some incredible bonuses within the Online Teaching Starter Kit. I would hate for you to miss out on this. So definitely have a little look now. You can get in ready now, so you're ready to go. You'll still be entitled to the bonuses. It's lindsaydoeslanguages.com/OTSK. And yeah, just loads and loads of good stuff that will be coming your way. Lots of community bonuses, lots of refreshes and brand new updates to our bonus courses within the whole package. And yeah, some other extra bonuses as well. So keep an eye out. And I'm just excited to be sharing it with you and to have you join us. All right, let's get into asynchronous teaching then. So there is a bit of a misconception. Initially, I think every online language teacher has this kind of initial thought that when they teach languages online, they will have a headset and they will be on Zoom one-on-one calls from 9 a.m. till 5 p.m., right? Well, teaching languages online, when I talk about it at least, I'm talking about way more than just one-on-one live Zoom calls. So in this episode, we're going to cover how you can teach online specifically with asynchronous methods. There are lots of other methods too. We're going to focus today on async stuff. Not NSYNC, async. Ta-da! Little 90s reference for you. So, what does asynchronous teaching even mean? Well, if we think about this really, really broadly, all teaching can be divided into two categories, synchronous and asynchronous. So, synchronous learning is what happens when teachers and learners are in the same room or for us in the same digital space at the same time. So the learner is learning in sync with the time that the teacher is teaching. Does that make sense? Right? Pretty straightforward. However, asynchronous learning is what happens when teachers and learners aren't in the same place or time. So there might already be some examples that you offer already. For example, if you already have an ebook or an online course or any other digital product available that learners access in their own time, then you have an asynchronous offering. Ta-da! The more you know. So, what are the benefits then of asynchronous methods for learners? Well, you know how you'll always hear learners say that they were bad at languages at school or they just didn't get on with how it was taught? Well, traditional teaching allows mainly for synchronous learning, when the learner learns primarily in the same room as the teacher teaching the class live in real time, right? Sure, there may be homework, which would be asynchronous. There may be coursework, which is asynchronous. But if the synchronous lesson didn't catch their enthusiasm, then it's unlikely that the homework is going to do the same, right? So the synchronous stuff is really the core of traditional teaching. However, as we get older and take on more responsibilities and just become adults, right? It isn't always easy for learners to commit to the same time, same place style of lessons that we get accustomed to from school. So offering asynchronous solutions helps to engage with more learners in a better variety of ways, right? It just works. It's you actually doing a really, really good service for your students by offering something that's asynchronous. For you, what are the benefits of asynchronous methods for teachers? Well, how many times have you taught the same lesson, right? You could teach the French present tense irregular verbs in your sleep by this point. It gets dull after a while. And let's be honest, how bored you are with a topic reflects on how well you teach it when you're teaching in real time. So what if you record your lessons on your best, most enthusiastic day and then share them asynchronously, aka you make an online course that teaches them? What if that gives you then more time to respond to current questions that come up, possibly after people having studied your now more exciting French irregular present tense verb lesson? Well, asynchronous learning allows teachers the benefit of being able to teach more people without taking on more one-on-one live lessons. Because with that, eventually you hit a ceiling, right? So if you are teaching French, we'll stick with our example. You have like a French present tense irregular live workshop that you teach one-on-one privately. You then might think, okay, I want to teach more students. I'm going to do it as a group live session. Okay, that's great too. But what about if that then becomes also an online course? And from time to time, maybe once a year, you do decide to teach it live to help you refresh the course materials and keep things fresh and updated. You can do that too. You can combine. But having that course is really going to help you to teach more people overall. So asynchronous options too allow you to be more flexible with your working hours. So you're no longer glued to your desk every Tuesday afternoon because that's when you have your weekly live call, even if there's no one showing up to it. That's what you've committed to. And so you're stuck with that in your calendar, right? If you've got something asynchronous, you have that flexibility as well with your calendar. So you need something else to help you expand and to reach more people in smart and effective ways that don't end up just burning you out. So we're going to look at a few asynchronous options. We've got six. Yeah, we've got six that we want to go through. Have a little listen. Think about it. Decide what would work best for you and how you could apply it. These could be part of a bigger program or a bigger product, a bigger service, or they could be sold individually, right? So it's up to you. There's no like blueprint. There's no one way of how to do this. So asynchronous method number one, live support. Whoa, contradiction. What is this? Well, of course, there's still demand and room to offer live support if you enjoy it and if it makes sense to you, right? In the traditional sense, you can still do that. One-on-one or group or monthly check-ins, whatever. Whatever works for you. If that fits and there's demand and there's space, go for it. However, it's also worth thinking about the various ways that you could support someone with live support beyond 1 hour at a specific time, sound Zoom. So you could use tools like Voxer, Slack, or WhatsApp to make live support longer, stretch it out a little bit. Instead of it being 1 hour on Zoom, it could be a day on Voxer. Instead of it being 1 hour on Zoom, it could be a week of WhatsApp support, right? These tools allow you to share things easily, to go back and forth as much as you need. So the good news here is you don't have to be glued to your desk all day for this, right? It could be that you offer a full working day, 24 hours, 48 hours, or even a week of asynchronous support via these methods. And at first, maybe you think, whoa, I'm replacing an hour with a week of my time. What is this? That sounds like a lot. That's just wild. What? But in reality, you'll only just be checking in during those times. So it doesn't mean that you will be having to respond like 24/7 for an entire week of asynchronous support, and then you'll be regretting it and thinking, oh, I should have just done an hour. That's not really how it works. I find that using Voxer for support works especially well if I'm giving continued feedback that people can go away, apply, and then return to me and share the results on all within one feedback booking, right? So for example, if we have like a one-on-one personal support week, it might start the week where we have a bit of back and forth in sort of real time, like questions. And then we get to a point where I say, okay, and have you tried this resource? Okay, tomorrow, Tuesday, start your day by doing this thing differently. And then you go and do that. And then we check in later in Tuesday. So it's actually really, really interesting way of doing things, because it's not like you have to wait until a week later to to hear how it went when they've already forgotten, because they have lots of other things happening in their life, right? So live support can be really nicely extended without it taking over your life with asynchronous methods. Asynchronous method number two, human feedback. So sometimes the support that you give won't need to be for as long as that. And I'll give you an example. Every month in Language Life, people submit their monthly review of how things went with their language learning that month, right? I then record my feedback and any questions to kind of just help get them thinking and help them then plan out solid goals and ideas for the coming month. This gets emailed out to them individually when I've recorded it, so they get real human feedback, but without the need for us to cross-reference our time zones and wake up early or stay up late to catch each other. So it's regularly, because it's every single month. But if we were trying to schedule a time every month to do this like live, oh, that would just take up the rest of the month to plan, you know? So this works really, really well for human feedback that is on that kind of regularity. Asynchronous method number 3, private publication. So let me explain. Another feature in Language Life that is asynchronous is our private podcast feed. So we call it the Language Life Question Bank, and this then replaces the need for weekly live calls, right? So that means that my calendar doesn't have this block in the middle of a day, their calendar doesn't either, but equally, people still get their questions answered, get to hear my responses to other people's questions, all without needing to skip an hour of work to join a live call at an inconvenient time for them. And this works really, really well. I use a tool called Hello Audio for this, and I like how it makes the content portable and easy to access from anywhere. But it doesn't have to be a podcast. So if you prefer, or if it makes more sense for what or for how you teach, you could give written answers that you could then make private. So perhaps you have a private page on your website, or you have a page in the course hub where you have written answers. Alternatively, you could video your responses and upload them too. Either or, it's about finding what works best for you. Personally, I believe that the private podcast feed is better than those two options because it has that extra element of mobility. People can download the episode in where they listen to podcasts and catch up and listen on the go as and when they need. Whereas with a video or with a written text, it's a little harder to do. I do want to add as well that we have transcripts, right? So I have an auto-generated transcript for each episode. So in terms of accessibility, that is covered as well. Asynchronous method number 4, non-live support. So not all human asynchronous support has to be live or sort of that extended live idea like the Voxer idea, right? It could simply be that you offer email support. So with this, it's not live, it is asynchronous, but it's also not as potentially intrusive as something like Voxer, Slack, or WhatsApp could be when it's on your phone and you're getting notifications. So if you prefer to have something via email, that works too. And with this, you're allowing people an extra layer of support without kind of sacrificing your weekly schedule. This can work really well as well if you've got things going back and forth over a longer period of time that require feedback less regularly than an asynchronous live support option would, but it's on a bit of a more ad hoc basis than that regular human support like I shared with monthly feedback in Language Life. So if it's just a case of unlimited email support, ask your questions anytime, that can be a really good addition to a service or a product or a package of some kind. Asynchronous method number 5, digital products. So I started this episode by sharing that you may already have some asynchronous options available for people and not necessarily know it, but if not, consider ways that fit and that make the most sense for you. This could be anything from online courses to ebooks, other digital products can all be great asynchronous options to offer for clients. And not only do these help to generate additional income for you once they've been created, but they give your clients a really great insight into what it's like to work with you without that full commitment. So many people I work with in a more personal and engaged capacity started by joining an online course of mine, for example, or downloading the planner, right? So there's lots of ways that this benefits you beyond just the initial obvious ways. And finally, asynchronous method number 6, quizzes. So another option not to forget that can be really useful as a way to give instant feedback asynchronously is quizzes. So if you've got something, if you're teaching something with a definite answer and every single time that a new student goes through it, previously, perhaps they would email you their responses or send you directly in some other way their responses, and you go, yeah, that's correct, correct, correct. You tick the quiz and it's the same answers, right? There's one correct answer for everyone. Go for a quiz, because this way you've saved yourself a ton of time kind of marking and checking and verifying this stuff. So if you've got something already like online courses and things like that, quizzes can act as a great way to give feedback without eating into your time or requiring more live and synchronous work from you. So it helps clients as well, because they then know they're going in the right direction. They can check everything they've understood to that point, and it just feels much more confident when you are working through something. It's a really great booster for motivation of, oh, okay, I'm on the right track. I've got everything here. And now I'm okay to move on. You know how sometimes you might be in a course and like there's nothing to check, and so you sort of feel a bit untethered of like, oh, can I move on yet? Should I? Oh, I'm not sure. But quizzes can help give that confirmation, that instant feedback that some students really, really thrive on. All right, so that is it for this episode. As I mentioned, do have a little look at the Online Teaching Starter Kit, because we've got lots of updates coming in the autumn I'm very, very excited about. And yeah, I would hate for you to miss out. So have a look, lindsaydoeslanguages.com/OTSK. You can join now. You can join at the start of September. I'll be letting you know when it's all kicking off and all happening. And yeah, have a wonderful rest of your day. Any questions, as always, you can email me, lindsay@doeslanguages.com, and I'll speak to you very soon. All right, thank you. Bye.